The Lost World by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Copyright Burlington Books 2009. Chapter 1. A Man of Adventure. My name is Edward Malone, and I've got a fantastic story to tell. You probably won't believe my story, because it's so incredible. But it really happened, and it changed my life forever. It all started on a spring day in 1912. I was at the home of Gladys Hungerton, the love of my life. "Gladys, will you marry me?" I asked her. Gladys looked at me sadly. "Edward, I'm sorry," she answered. "You're very sweet, but I'm not in love with you. I want to marry a man of adventure, a famous man, a great hero." I'll never forget her face at that moment. I was surprised. I was perplexed. I didn't understand. "Adventure?" I exclaimed. "What are you talking about? Who has adventures in life?" "Many people," answered Gladys. "Our lives are full of possible adventures, but we have to find them. That's the difference between a hero and a normal person." I tried again. "Gladys, I'll do anything for you if you let me." Gladys smiled sadly and said, "Now, Edward, that's enough. Maybe you'll be famous one day. We'll talk then." She opened the door and said, "Goodbye, Edward." And so I left Gladys's house. I could think of only one thing. I'm going to be a great hero. Gladys will be mine. I didn't know it then, but these words changed my life and took me on an incredible adventure. From Gladys's house, I went to my office at the Daily Gazette. I was working there as a journalist. I approached my boss, Mr. McArdle, and announced, "I want to go on a special mission, something with adventure, somewhere exotic. If it's a dangerous mission, that will be even better. Then I can write about it in the Daily Gazette." Mr. McArdle was very surprised. "Why?" he asked. "You're only 23, Edward. Do you want to die young?" "No," I said. "I want to live, to really live." Mr. McArdle looked at me in silence and then said, "I've got an idea. Does the name Professor Challenger sound familiar to you?" "Yes, I think so," I answered. "Isn't he a famous scientist?" "Yes," said McArdle. "He's a zoologist. He's very intelligent, but he's also a little crazy. Everybody is talking about him these days. Maybe you can try to interview him." "Why do people think he's crazy?" I asked. "Well," said Mr. McArdle, 2 years ago, the professor went to study animals in South America. After a year, he returned to England with a fantastic story about dinosaurs in the jungle. He showed people some photos of dinosaurs and tried to convince them of their existence. Of course, nobody believed him. They called him a crazy man and a liar." I was curious about the photographs. "Really? I can't imagine why he did that," I said. "Okay, I'll talk to him. It could be a good story for the newspaper." "Good," said Mr. McArdle. "Oh, one more thing. The professor hates journalists. Last week, two journalists tried to talk to him. He attacked them and broke one journalist's nose. So, good luck, Edward. You'll need it. Mr. McArdle started to leave. Professor does sound crazy. Are you sure you want me to visit him? You obviously really like me, sir, I said sarcastically. Oh, Edward, said Mr. McArdle, this is exactly the mission for you, a dangerous one. I'm only answering your request. I thought about that. Mr. McArdle was right. What is the professor's address? I asked. He gave it to me, and I left the office feeling very positive and optimistic. The next day, I sent this letter to Professor Challenger. Dear Professor Challenger, I am a science student, and I'm reading your research on zoology. In my opinion, you're a great scientist, but I don't understand some of your ideas about Darwin's theory of evolution. Could we please meet and talk about this? Yours respectfully, Edward Malone. A few days later, I received a reply from Professor Challenger. Dear Mr. Malone, I received your letter, and I was surprised. Where do you study science? I don't think your teachers are teaching you very well. Come to my house on Monday at 10 a.m., and I'll explain Darwin's theory to you. If you're late, don't come in. Yours sincerely, Professor Challenger. I read the letter again. He's a very arrogant man, I thought. Monday is going to be an interesting day.